No, the deal did not close. We did have an issue at the end, toward the end. I got rid of our real estate agent because he was trying to have us do things that indicated he was going to steal this deal from us. He wanted us to not be included in our names, to not be included on the on I think the syndication documents. I'm not sure. And we got rid of him, and then once we got rid of him, he made a phone call to the selling agent, and then so we tried working through him, and then finally about a week after we contacted the seller agent, and he was trying to say, oh no, I hear you're having problems with your agent, he realized, oh, their agent was trying to screw him, you know, screw us over. So we did start talking with him, but then COVID hit and it all just fell through after that. So no, it did not close. From my understanding, rumors have it someone else bought it about a month after that, but no, it did not close. What would I do differently? I wouldn't. So when I went to go find apartments in Tennessee, because I did my research and Nashville was the place, but I knew that there's more, so much competition in big cities, I needed to go to a secondary market around Nashville. So that's why we found that one in Union City, and it wasn't as big as I wanted, at least 50 units, but that's fine. It's pretty close. Yeah, that's a compromise, and I shouldn't compromise, but it would have been a good start, I thought. But I wouldn't go seeking for a buyer's agent, from my understanding. I would try to work with the seller agent, and then I wouldn't have to worry about an agent trying to get my money. I know that the seller agent would still get income from it, from me, but he wouldn't be, we would have one agent in the mix and basically just deal with the seller. Yes, I would like you to pull up the spreadsheet and look at the numbers. Pull it up on the computer so I can watch, if you don't mind. And as long as you don't have me trying to figure out calculations and stuff, please reply to me in audio until I tell you to change back.